This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 10 May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is welcoming. Jerusalem enjoys a warm, sunny day. Tel Aviv is bright and breezy. Haifa sees clear skies. A pleasant day for those stepping outside. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, I-24 News reports that the IDF conducted overnight operations in southern Lebanon. The IRGC has threatened U.S. bases and ships following attacks on Iranian tankers. Also, earlier today, the Times of Israel reports the IRGC Navy warns of a heavy attack on U.S. assets if their oil tankers are targeted. Also this hour, Ynet reports Qatar is urgently mediating on an Iran deal as Tehran threatens U.S. bases over tanker strikes. Separately, Axios from earlier today notes that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal poses political challenges for Netanyahu. And finally, from earlier reporting by Forward, the man who firebombed the Boulder Israeli hostage march has been sentenced to life in prison. Reaction has been swift on social media. Seth Franzman, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago questioning why Hamas continues to hold power despite past cash influxes and ongoing conflicts. Belaz News shared that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will appear on CBS News' 60 Minutes this Sunday. He will discuss the Middle East wars and his talks with President Trump. Al Arabiya English reports that former British Minister Rory Stewart expressed concerns over increasing global criticism of Israel, noting its growing isolation. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's operations in southern Lebanon, I-24 News notes these actions follow heightened tensions with Iran. The IRGC has now issued warnings against U.S. assets. This development escalates the situation, potentially affecting U.S.-Iran relations. Turning to the IRGC's threat on U.S. assets, the Times of Israel highlights that this warning follows U.S. attacks on two Iranian tankers in the Gulf of Oman. The IRGC's aggressive stance could strain diplomatic relations further. Meanwhile, Qatar's mediation efforts are underway. Ynet reports Doha is pushing for a memorandum to de-escalate tensions. This effort comes as the region faces increasing instability and the threat of further conflict. In a related development, Trump's ceasefire proposal aims to halt hostilities between Israel and Lebanon. Axios notes the plan could pave the way for a broader peace deal with Iran. However, it presents internal political challenges for Israel's leadership. Lastly, the sentencing of the man involved in the Boulder firebombing. Forward reports he received a life sentence for his actions last year. This verdict brings a measure of justice to the victims' families and highlights the ongoing impact of anti-Israel violence abroad. On the economic front, first, Microsoft Israel GM Alon Haimovich will step down after 4 years, as reported by CTech. He plans to embark on a new journey in AI, with Microsoft yet to announce his successor. Separately, Walla Business reveals the Argus Fund is transforming abandoned offices into luxury apartments in Madrid. This shift marks a significant trend in the Spanish real estate market. And finally, from Globes, Checkpoint's share price has dropped following lower guidance. Once a dominant force, it now ranks as the sixth most valuable Israeli company on Wall Street. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.